You had to really listen to hear what he was doing, and even then, he never played anything the same way twice. For more than 60 years, by his own estimate, in more than 6,000 shows, Bob Weir told a uniquely American story on six strings. He played guitar with the timing and timbre of a jazz pianist and drew his ideas from the whole tone palette of American music. If it is honest, art teaches civic chords of humility and independent thought. Mr. Weir, who died this past weekend, disapproved of pride. He enriched the American songbook with uncommon selflessness. For a nation too prone to shouting these days, he leaves a singular example in the art of listening. It's Tuesday, January 13th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kurt Schillinger. First, our curation of news briefs from our staff writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. The International Criminal Court opened a landmark case on the persecution of Myanmar's Rohingya minority, marking a step toward justice for hundreds of thousands of refugees. It's been more than 6 years since Gambia filed the case accusing Myanmar's military of genocide. The outcome could set important precedents for how the world handles such allegations moving forward. Students taking an introductory philosophy class on contemporary moral issues at Texas A&M University this spring are getting a revised version of the curriculum. One cut is a passage in Plato's Symposium, which the university administration claims includes content on race and gender ideology. Martin Peterson, a professor of philosophy at the university, says he believes his First Amendment rights are being violated. Also, London's murder rate dropped to its lowest point since recording began in 1997. The city's police chief called London extraordinarily safe, with a homicide rate of 1.1 per 100,000 people in 2025. That compares with 3.2 in Berlin and 11.7 in Chicago. Murders of young people under age 25 have become especially rare, down to 18 from a peak of 69 in 2017. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. The Federal Reserve's independence from partisan politics is a cornerstone of U.S. economic stability and market confidence. A Justice Department criminal probe of Fed Chair Jerome Powell may signal new risk to this principle. Laurent Belsey and Henry Gass report for the Monitor. Artificial intelligence is steadily becoming a greater part of people's daily lives, and that trend is expected to continue in 2026, bringing with it scrutiny of the technology's effects on society. Caitlin Babcock reports from Washington for the Monitor. Across Central America, voters are losing faith in democratic government's ability to curb rising crime rates. That has left the field open for authoritarian, not to say dictatorial, leaders. Contributors Juliana Ramazzini and Nelson Rauda Zable report from Guatemala City for the Monitor. Al-Qaeda-linked insurgents, military coups, Russian mercenaries. These are the global headlines out of Mali. But behind each of them are communities uprooted and lives upended. Contributor Adrian Marot reports from Haud Sharqi region, Mauritania, for the Monitor. Beauty can be found in a bird's plumage, a coral reef, a butterfly wing. Our reviewer shares her picks for art books that celebrate nature in all its vibrancy and endless variety. Contributor Heller McAlpin reports for the Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on partnership over pugnacity in Greenland. In the midst of the Arctic winter, residents of Greenland are feeling the heat of global geopolitics. United States officials have stepped up insistence on the need to take control of the mostly ice-covered island by force or by financial means. The declarations stress Greenland's strategic location along Arctic sea routes, which both Russia and China are vying to use, as well as access to its estimated 1.5 million tons of rare earth mineral reserves. What's at stake is not just about rare earths, it is about the very idea of sovereignty in an age of resource rivalry. Far Kim Beng of the Institute of International and Asian Studies wrote in the Malay Mail, "The U.S. logic is rooted in energy security, future-proofing supply chains, especially minerals, and in the strategic denial of competitors," geopolitics analyst and best-selling author Tim Marshall wrote in the Times of London. In this view, the Danish territory is an asset to be owned rather than an ally with which to engage, an approach that runs counter to 80 years of global treaties and norms that have prioritized diplomacy over bellicosity. With China's current predominance in the extraction and processing of rare earth minerals, essential for the automotive, military, and tech industries, the U.S. is playing catch-up. And both countries are applying aspects of centuries-old mercantilism, which took a zero-sum view of resources as limited, thus requiring economic domination of other nations. An Australian think tank has identified a related notion of frontierism, which sees Earth's polar regions as areas to be conquered, developed, or claimed rather than shared as global commons. This trend prompted a conference last year in Nuuk, Greenland's capital, to call for expanding polar law to address extraction and fair use of resources, as melting ice caps affect fish stocks and access to land-based resources. Examples of multilateral approaches to such global commons are somewhat uncommon, but still instructive. A 2023 security pact among the U.S., South Korea, and Japan included cooperation on critical mineral supply chain issues. Other examples include a 2001 United Nations Fish Stock Agreement, the 2008 Great Lakes Agreement and Compact between the U.S. and Canada, and multiple water-sharing agreements in Central Asia. Lisa Murkowski, a Republican senator from Alaska, whose Inuit population shares cultural traditions with Greenlanders, has urged the U.S. to shift away from talk of acquisition to alliance. "Let us choose respect, dialogue, cooperation, and partnership," she said on January 8. Those values have contributed to global economic progress since World War II. They are essential now as the international order is being transformed by new geopolitics. In an era of intense technological competition, perhaps the greatest rare earth of all is trust among nations, as Malaysian analyst Dr. Farr observed. If that melts away like Arctic ice, the world that emerges will be far more brittle than the minerals buried beneath Greenland's frozen soil. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how as we come to see that God's plan for His children is to express His limitless goodness, we find a brighter path ahead of us. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Melissa Britton, Mackenzie Farkas, and Victoria Hoffman.
podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.